So here's what happened. Haley Thomas was outside walking her dog when she heard an explosion and a loud bang. She saw a window blown out on the third floor of the building that she'd lived in and then saw the flames. She immediately started yelling for the tenant whose apartment it was because she saw her outside walking her dog. Haley then ran into the building to get her family out. She pulled the fire alarm and called 911. Cordell, who's here tonight as well, grabbed the children and got them to safety as Rory and Haley began banging on doors and yelling in the hallways for people to get out. Haley went to get help for her friend, who was 37 weeks pregnant and has two other children. Rory went up to the third floor, banging on doors and yelling to raise the alarm. Haley began yelling from the outside of the building to alert people of the fire, and Cordell helped several people that required assistance outside the burning building to safety. At the same time, resident Rebecca and her friend Christopher Cobb were out walking the dog and heard Haley screaming that there was a fire in her unit. Rebecca was unable to make it into the building due to the smoke. It was Christopher that took out his phone, and using it as a flashlight, he hurried into the building, making his way to Rebecca's unit. Smoke in the unit forced Christopher to crawl on his hands and knees to make it through to the second bedroom of the unit. He made his way through dense smoke with only his phone to light the path. He reached the bedroom and was able to rescue Rebecca's son, Parker, and get him to safety. The bedroom's closed door had kept the smoke from Parker's room, which kept him safe.